It's 18 to midday. Let's bring this thing home and talk about the Royal South Street Society. The Estedford needs you this morning as the entry close date sneaks up on us. Their executive officer is Judy Ann Quilliam. She joins me in studio this morning. Judy Ann, good to see you again.
Good morning, Brett.
It's coming around quickly, April 30, isn't it?
I know, it is.
And this is a really important time for the Estedford because obviously people pay to enter. That helps fund what you do. And the more competitors you get up on stage, it's a win-win.
Absolutely. Yep.
You got a bit of a touch-up during the pandemic. How's your growth been as things get back to normal? We've got Her Majesty's opening for you, et cetera. What's it like at the moment?
It's looking great this year. Yeah, absolutely. As you say, Her Majesty's has reopened. All of our disciplines are fairly much in the centre of Ballarat this year. And being back at Her Majesty's Theatre brings back a lot of our big groups and troops. So it's looking really exciting this year.
I think locals who've been around Ballarat for a while understand what sort of September, October looks like in the CBD with South Street on. We're going to get that feeling again this year, aren't we? Haven't had it for ages, it seems.
No, it's been about 5 years since we've seen all of those troops of people walking around the city centre and filling the cafes and restaurants and staying in the accommodation here in town. So everyone will see a big difference this year, that's for sure.
I remember speaking to a publican once who said we had a calisthenics group roll up on a Tuesday night, and all of a sudden the Tuesday night was like a Saturday night revenue. So it's that good for our town.
Yeah, absolutely. We just can't wait for everyone to see us here again.
Now, Judy Ann, can you tell me a joke this morning? Oh, that's a bit of an awkward silence. I take it you won't be entering your new comedy section, is that right?
No, perhaps not me, but we do hope to get some young people who really want to give comedy a try. We had a workshop earlier in the year to give some of those young people a bit of an idea on how to get into comedy, and we had a number of young people take that opportunity up, and now we've added that section to our speech and drama. So it's now speech, drama and comedy.
Oh, I see.
And there are a few sections in there that young people can enter, and they might have sort of 1 minute on the stage, or it might be up to 3 minutes, but there's a few different sections that they can look at and, enter and just give comedy a go.
Fine idea. Speaking of your speech and drama section, Judy Ann, I had Lucy Eales on the show on Monday, I think it was. So she came through speech and drama at South Street and debating, and she's now representing Australia at the World Public Speaking Championships in London. How's that for an advertisement for the society?
Absolutely fabulous.
Not a bad testimonial, hey?
Yeah, that is where young people can go when they take up debating in schools and speech and drama, and it's that progressive competing year after year. You just see them get better and better. And, this is one of those sort of extracurricular opportunities, if you like, that young people can take up within their schools, and that's exactly where they can take them. And Lucy is just a beautiful example of someone who has put herself out there and given a go, all those speech and drama and debating, and absolutely excelled.
From Loretto to London, hey?
Absolutely.
What a great, great tale. Judy Ann, last time you and I spoke, you launched your Key to Music campaign. This was a fundraiser to get, quite frankly, one of Australia's very best pianos to Ballarat. How's that going?
That's going really well. We only have 12 keys left. So the community has got behind us. We're just so appreciative of their support. We've had keys in the name of past performers, people who've had a connection to Royal South Street Society, or just enjoy the performing arts. We've had lots of different reasons for people to contact us, but we've only got 12 keys left, so we are so excited about that.
So if you're thinking about getting involved, seriously, don't dilly-dally here. Go and buy a key or you'll miss out. Is it 88? Is that the total
88
number?
88 keys.
There we go.
Yep, 88 keys, and we only have 12 to go, and we need the piano here by July. Ready for our competitions this year.
That's a beautiful new Schimmel K195. Speaking of pianos, Judy Ann, you're also looking to get more accompanists working alongside you at South Street. Tell us about this new masterclass you've got up and running.
Yeah, so one of the opportunities and workshops that we have many available through the Royal South Street Society, but one of those is a workshop with Daniel Tejac, who works with performing arts students here at the Ballarat Arts Academy. And this workshop is designed to enhance and encourage the art of accompanying, with the opportunity to lead on to some paid accompanying work at the Estedford in the future. So it's not something that is easily done. So we're offering this workshop to help people transition into that form of being an accompanist.
What a great move. Get in touch with Royal South Street if you think you can help out in that space. Judy Ann, is it fair to say no volunteers, no South Street? Simple as that?
That's exactly right, Brett. Yes, no volunteers, no South Street.
And we need people to sign up right now. And we thought we'd roll out one of your volunteering superstars this morning, a great testimonial for volunteering at South Street, as we welcome to the Mite, Mike Ashley Woodbridge. Ashley,
hello.
Welcome. And welcome to Ballarat, originally from Alice Springs.
Yes, I am. Originally from the Territory.
And you're a bit of an Estedford girl, right? You're involved there?
Yes. So I used to compete from a young age in the Centralian Estedford in Alice Springs across speech and drama and dance. Mm-hmm. So when I saw Royal South Street promoting volunteers or requesting volunteers at the Begonia Parade a few years ago, I thought, well, I'm going to put my hand up and volunteer and put something back into the community as well. So
good on you. So you actually saw them at the parade.
Yes.
And you thought, okay, there's this Estedford thing here.
Yes.
I know them well.
Yes.
I want to get involved.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And that's quite rewarding.
What did you used to compete in?
Well, generally in dance.
Okay.
As well as speech and drama.
Okay. Are you one of those dance mums? Okay, let's not answer that. Let's not answer that. Now, Ashley, clearly people have probably picked up that you're not retired. A lot of South Street's volunteers are, which is great. But it's terrific to have some young people coming through. And I think, Ashley, you prove that a young person with a job and a family can get it done.
Yeah, well, I have two small children. I work. And, yeah, even if it's just a couple of hours a week, every little bit helps and everyone's so welcoming and friendly and it's really putting back into the community as well.
Yeah, and you can kind of pick and choose to a degree, can't
Absolutely.
You? If you love dance, you can say, actually, that's where I want to volunteer.
Absolutely.
Same with calisthenics or the instrumental sections, et cetera. Yeah, so I guess we'll see you at Her Madge later on in the year.
I'll be there,
yeah.
Definitely.
You'll be ushering or what will you be doing?
Yeah, generally ushering or the adjudicator. As assistant, a huge range of jobs available.
Yeah, okay. What do you do with the kids when you're volunteering?
Oh, they're at home.
Okay.
Oh, they can come along as well and watch.
Family
so they
friendly.
Love it. Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Definitely.
And Ashley, getting back from your volunteering, as the name suggests, there's no money in it for you.
No.
What do you get out of it?
Well, like I said, it's that sense of community and be able to put something back. That fulfilling environment as well, and just the array of talent that Ballarat has to offer across all disciplines of speech and drama, dance, music, as well as calisthenics as well.
Mm.
So, yeah, it's a really good atmosphere to be around. So, and people come so far. People are coming from as far as Echuca to compete.
Yeah, true.
So it's a great environment.
You're a great poster girl for volunteering at South Street, Ashley. Keep
Thank
up
you.
The good work
Thank
because
you.
The show doesn't go on without people like you.
Absolutely.
And Judy Ann, training, there's social events, there's even some rewards at time for your volunteers?
Yeah, absolutely, Brett. We do include training. That's something that people think, oh, how do I know what to do?
Mm.
So we absolutely support with training, and some of those training sessions will start soon in preparation for our comp season. We also have social events. We don't just want people to come along and volunteer. We want to also offer some things just to connect and enjoy and, just be part of the Royal South Street Society community. So there's social events, and then we also have some incentives and rewards throughout the year as well. The end of the year last year, we had a beautiful Christmas party and presented a number of our volunteers with special recognition, which was wonderful. So, yeah, there's all of that support is provided, and anyone who's interested can go onto our website. There's actually a volunteer page on our website where they can fill out their details, or they can contact us at the office direct. We're happy to chat, come and visit us, give us a call. We're happy to talk about it at any time.
The rewards are most definitely there, and just another plug for entries open until April 30 at royalsouthstreet.com.au. Judy Ann, Ashley, thanks for your time on the show.
Thank you.